Join me, Aya Kwai, with Ubuntu Voices, Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. on 3CR. Ubuntu is a Zulu word, meaning I am here because you are. Ubuntu celebrates the positive contribution African Australians make to our communities in music, academia, the arts, and everything in between. Come with me on a journey. Ubuntu Voices, every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m.
None of us are free, one of us is chained, none of us are free.
Chuyên lan này cha quang ngầm, chuyên nghi loài người quen quang nghi điều này. kwa echawe baibande yo madie kila necha kwangu achilungi jilwa erungi wen kwa ngijo rwe kwa echawe baibande don't dream ball echayo malonda kila nandi eranienda walel geran kiden madie kila necha kwangu achilungi jilwa erungi wen kwa ngijo rwe kwa echawe baibande ngakuba karanga kuba Majobangu dar ki emi panda, majobangu dar murwe lor ki jang, majongi bangu dar ki emi panda, majobangu dar murwe lor ki jang. Yar malal elay ma mung ma hundi ke yar ting jang yar malal ku cho ajol nyande kir nyanun ayom nyan ayom war we kayele ku cho ajol nyande kir nyanun ayom nyan ayom war we kayele we chamun ni tieno da topan sural ya pan we chamun ni tieno da Pan America, Pan Pan Kumidrel, Pan Chalanda, Midquarel Canada, Wake Yale, Kumidrel, Pan Chalanda, Midquarel Canada, Wake Yale, Don't let way a bag and pink, one man quen panapun daddy po, Madonna Lake a big boy, Panuna Bamaya Kulchen, don't let way a huge bag and pink, one man quen panapun daddy po. Madonna lika biko panduna ba maya kolchen lewe ku yar malal elay ma mung ma hundi ke yar ting jang yar malal ku cho cho ajol nyande kir nyanun ayom nyan ayom war we kayele ku cho cho ajol nyande kir nyanun ayom nyan ayom war we kayele we chamun ni jeno da topan sural ya ban ban we chamun ni jeno da Pan America, Pan Pan Kumidrel, Pan Chalanda, Midquarel Canada, Wake Yale, Kumidrel, Pan Chalanda, Midquarel Canada, Wake Yale, Don't let way a bag and pink, one man quen panapun daddy po, Madonna Lake a big boy, Panuna Bamaya Kulchen, Lewebo, Don't let way a huge bag and pink. Kwan mang kwen panapun daddy po Madonna lika bikoy Panuna ba maya kolkien lewe do Oh my majobangu lara kiyen mi panda majobangu lara gurwe lara pityan majobangu lara gurwe lara pityan majobangu lara kiyen mi panda majobangu lara gurwe lara pityan majongi bangu lara kiyen mi panda majobangu lara gurwe lara pityan yar malwal ele ma mung ma wundi ke yar tingang yar malwal ku cojo e chol nyande e chol nyande kir nyanun na yom nyana yom war we dayele ku cojo e chol nyande e chol nyande kir nyanun na yom nyana yom war we dayele we chamun mi dieno da topan surel ya ban ban we chamun mi dieno da Ban America ban ban kumirel ban chalandan mi kwarel Canada we chayele kumirel ban chalandan mi kwarel Canada we chayele dong le we ye bagen pi kwan mang kwen ban abun de depo magon yali ka bi ko panun ba maya kol chen le we bu dong le we ye bagen pi kwan mang kwen ban abun de depo Madonna li capico per una bella maya col quien le oigo Oh ma yo bangu lara bien mi panda ma yo bangu lara gurwe lara pitya ma yo ngi bangu lara bien mi panda ma yo bangu lara gurwe lara pitya Majobangu lara kiyen mi panda Majobangu lara gurwe lara pitya Majongi bangu lara kiyen mi panda Majobangu lara gurwe lara pitya
Good evening to you all. I hope you're having a great night tonight. What an amazing winter. It's so cold and I can't take it. It's just so cold. I hope you're doing very well and you're keeping warm and everything is good and the children are going to bed and you relax. I just play to you a lot of Sudanese music, South Sudan music. It's a new country. But the music, that particular track that I just played, they're very tradition. They actually, the music now in South Sudan is very dominated by the electronic that just go, you know, like a hip-hop and all that. But this is amazing tradition, traditional music, and it's just, it's small. They're not very, the South Sudanese are not very instrumental people. They're chanting a lot, and so it's a new thing that what they do, that is drums, which is they use it for the conflict. If there is a war, people get together in long time ago,
And if someone important died, like a great grandfather, a grandfather die in old age, people bring the drums and they just the beat for dancing for. But we're not very drumming people, or we're not very. There is so much to song and poet and poems. And actually, what I heard when I first came to this country, when we hear the hip hop in America, when people rapping actually. Rapping, it come from the south of Sudan, because that's the only country they do the music like that. They speak in between, and they make it as a. It's very incredible. I was so shocked to hear that how African American do it, and I can't be 100% sure. I might be just bias here. But that is exactly the way they do it in the south of Sudan. When they nomad, they walk with these animals. And yeah, and so that's how they accompanying this animal with them. So you heard from that guy called Marco. He is one of the first South Sudanese singer. And you heard from another one before it called I Am Very Proud South Sudanese. He's singing another language in South Sudan. There are so many languages. And I just I hope you like the music. This is Ajak here with Ubuntu. Ubuntu mean that I am here because you are. You listen to our first tracks open the show with Solomon Berg, beautiful music, beautiful message, and I think we need that in this time. None of us are free. If people do the wrong thing and they say, it'd be very far away from me, it's not true. Whatever we never contribute into the conflicts, or whatever the conflicts might be, it affected innocent people. That's the bottom line. It has affected the innocent people. And I think it's all up to us to be able to recognize that. And but this evening is about music, and I let music speak. And but that is what the song, the Solomon Berg, None of Us Are Free, it's one of us is chained. And that, and I think the leaders don't understand that, you know, or whoever in power, they don't understand that whatever you do, just because you're in a power position and damage others' people, it doesn't mean that you're going to get away with it, because the world is rooted, it's tangled roots, and it's hard to separate it. And you know, we can build borders as we wish, but it doesn't stop us from seeing bad things. And what's happening now is so sad. And I was so angry last night to see that image for a Palestinian people get, you know, children and women get murdered in, I shouldn't say that word, by you know, lying for food. I just said, where is our humanity, you know? It's wrong. It's very wrong. It's my first time to talk about this. It's very wrong. And it traumatized people seeing it. You know, even the people far away, as you know, places like Australia, to see that, it's just not a nice thing to do. And I think it doesn't matter who he is, you know. I don't talk about the politic part of it, but I just think that it's wrong to shoot people when they go line up for food. the image will never go out of people's head unless you just don't, you know, want to see it. It was one of the worst, you know. It just reminds people that we actually haven't, you know, we haven't civilized enough. If a civilization means that civilization doesn't mean very much. It's not about the buildings. It's not about whatever we do. It's about, you know, if you don't care about people, then what are you there for? And I think it's a lesson that something happening in front of us, communities, the world society, you know, this happening in front of us all. And I think to let it slide and let it happen, it's just not nice. It happened, you know, with the Iraqi people, you know. There were so many people alive taken, and no one mentioned it, you know. And I think it's up to the community themselves and not leave it for the leaders, because the leaders are, you know, they're there, you know, some not all the leaders, you know. We're lucky here in Australia, we have amazing leader and leaders in Australia. But it's just not the whole world. We need more than that. And I think it's sad. And I'm going to play this song. I don't want you to feel sad. I just want you to listen to this amazing track. And have a good evening.
Don't talk to me, baby. Someone say yes. Troubling me, we got to try and figure out some kind of way to go. So we can let it go. Say, I need someone like you to understand my heart, babe, and my soul. So my baby, it's always a trouble. Won't talk to me, babe.
sunshine. Folks getting down in the sunshine. Sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Folks getting down in the sunshine. Yeah, yeah.
That was an amazing track from an amazing singer. As you know, those songs are very old, they're not new. And that is from John James. He is an amazing songwriter. And so this one is beautiful. And it is in a language called Tokoya. Kurdo, and you heard before from him as well. And this song is called, you know, Everybody Loves Sunshine, as you know, all these songs. I just want to soothe your evening with this amazing song. And I'm going to play to you just a song, you know. And this is from Prince, and nobody plays music anymore apart from the radio people. And here it is, you know, When the Doves Cry.
Thank you.
That's an amazing prince, yeah, who is a big loss when the dope cry. And I'm going to play another one, a track from him, which is called The United, the Divisions. A United States of Division. And then I'll move on to other music. And I hope you're having a great night tonight. And I keep you the company and listen to Ubuntu. This is Ubuntu here. Ubuntu means that I am here because you are. And you listen to 3CR, your favorite center. And I'm still raising my fun. And so if anyone out there listen to it, you can donate to Ubuntu through 3CR. And just to keep the, you know, it's for 3CR to keep the show, to keep these, all these programs keep going. And, yeah, we appreciate you. You've been absolutely a champion of this center. And so that is my message, support Ubuntu. I have another quite a bit to go for fundraising. And so, yeah, and I'm going to play this song, and then I will play you another song. And this is a divided...
2004, still at war, and everybody hates Americans.
People can slam the door, disagree and fight it. But how you gonna say? straight,
vision,
gay,
vision,
Christian,
vision,
Muslim.
That is amazing. That is an amazing friends. And I am coming now to the end of my show. Thank you to share music with me. And I hope you're having a great night tonight. And it's been lovely to play music while you're ready to go to bed. And I am just going to finish the show with this amazing artist, as you all know. This is the kind of, you know, the messages that I loved, and I hope you love them too, because they were very long time ago, but they still exist today. And so close the show as I am in this kind of music. I'm going to play to you the Bob Dylan Hurricane song.
Pistol shots ring out in a barroom night. Enter Betty Valentine from the upper hall. She sees a bartender in a pool of blood. Cries out, my God, they killed them all. Here comes the story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but what? Champion of the world. Three bodies lying dead as Patty C, and another man named Bello moving around mysteriously. I didn't do what he says, and he throws up his hands. I was only robbing the register. I hope you understand. I saw him leave, and he says,
and it stops. One of us had better call up the cops. Enzo Petty calls the cops, and they arrive on the scene with their red lights flashing in the hot New Jersey night. Time before and the time before that. In Patterson, that's just the way things go. If you're black, you might as well not show up on the street, unless you wanna draw the heat. Alfred Fellow had a partner and he had a rap for the cops. Him and other Dexter Bradley were just out prowling around. Two men running out, they looked like middleweights. Jumped into a white car with out-of-state plates. And Miss Patty Valentine just nodded her head. Cops said, wait a minute, boys, this one's not dead. So they took him to the infirmary. And though this man could hardly see, they told him he could identify the guilty man. Looking for somebody to blame.